The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx and is sponsored by my company, D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. You should hire me to design stuff for you because you've got a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring me to do it for you. You can check out my portfolio at djosephdesign.com or the link will be in the show notes. Mention the podcast and you get 10% off your first invoice. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by Driver's Ed. Go get some, especially if you're from Cincinnati. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 39. Looking like a fool while you're driving on the road.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. Everyone give me like a really big cheer for getting that right. Cheer? Clap? Clap. No. Cricket? Cricket? Okay. The audience of monkeys is on hold, I guess. I'm your host, Daniel Lewis, also known as the Ramen Noodle, and joining me in studio is Jeremy Laughlin, also known as Fleegon.
Jeremy the Tired. Now with a last name.
Did you not have a last name before?
I don't believe it's ever been stated unless they went to my photo project, so I don't really care.
Okay. I can edit that out if you want.
I'll think about it and get back to you.
And then I won't edit it.
Later, you can just insert the uh-oh over it if I want you to. So if you've already heard that, you know what happened.
And joining us live in studio is Jeremy.
Yeah, like that. Now they've heard it twice if you do it.
That's
it's
your
like
title
a time vortex.
Is Jeremy.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's better than what your title's going to be if that gets repeated.
Oh, it is an inch. What? Okay.
As our host gets completely distracted.
It's because I have something shiny and made by Apple on my desk.
The eye worm.
Yes. The eye worm is the worm of eyeballs, and it attracts eyeballs like worms don't. And it's an Apple product.
I can't tell if you're rambling or stalling while you do something else.
I'm jumping around a story. I have a MacBook Pro now, which I think is really cool. But speaking of doing things professionally.
My nose just made noise when I laughed. So maybe you should talk about the other shiny thing that I'm getting used to in the studio.
Yeah, we have also got now two Heil PR40s in here. I finally decided to pull the trigger, throw in the towel, and pull a rabbit out of a hat, and bought another Heil PR40. And I got some more equipment in here, too, that looks like controls for a nuclear submarine, but I haven't decided yet how I want to have it set up, so I have not set it up as of yet.
I don't think you really know what those sorts of controls look like.
You think you can control these things, but you can't, Nemo.
Nemo the nuclear fish.
Yeah. But speaking of nuclear fish, I want to tell you about our sponsor. Go to meeting. Seriously. Go to meeting is a product I have actually used.
To go to a meeting?
Yeah, I've gone at a meeting. No, wait. I've gone to a meeting. But GoToMeeting is a product that's so cool. You can go while you're in a meeting because people won't know that you're going while you're in an online meeting. Here's the awesome thing. We all want an iPad, right? Secretly inside, I think all of us want an iPad. It's that kind of...
I don't want it inside.
Okay. I have an iPad in my heart. But iPads are really cool. And you know what you can do with an iPad, besides all the other cool things? You can also use it for business purposes. while you're doing your business, you can attend an online meeting through an iPad. Yes, that's right, Chuck, in the chat room. You can.
You can do your business through the iPad.
No.
I shouldn't have said through, but I'm glad I did.
GoToMeeting now has this new update they've released that it's an application for the iPad, and it lets you attend online meetings with an iPad. So you can take your iPad anywhere you get a Wi-Fi signal, or if you've got an iPad with 3G, you could attend a meeting from anywhere with the 3G signal. So a beach or while you're on the toilet, because holding an iPad on the toilet is easier than holding a laptop, because the laptop kind of has to sit on your knees. I am like going way out of bounds.
If he ever gets an iPad, I'm not borrowing it. Not ever.
Just ask, have you attended any GoToMeeting with your iPad?
This is approaching...
But if you want to...
the length of certain other sponsorships that have been griped about by you.
True. But I'm being silly with this one. Seriously, though, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. You can try it if you have an iPad or if you have a Mac or a Windows. It's cross-platform. And that application for your iPad, by the way, is completely free. So you can attend meetings on it for free on an iPad, or you can host meetings too. The way you want to host meetings is go to GoToMeeting.com/tech podcasts. That's GoToMeeting.com/tech podcasts for your free trial of GoToMeeting. And thank you, Citrix, for paying me to say that and go on a funny tangent of a rant.
Please continue. Okay. Despite the tangent.
A lot has happened in the last couple weeks.
I know.
America redeclared its independence last week.
Okay.
We threw three in the Boston Harbor. We threw tea in the Boston Harbor.
Since they both came out to be numbers, I was confused more than I normally would be by a spoonerism.
Yeah, nice. And also last week, besides the fact that it was Independence Day, we didn't have a live show because fiance Jenny was in town. And we wanted to do stuff with the family, and the in-laws got to meet each other. And it was a fun time with that. And we had a wedding shower. There is no fiancé Veronica, by the way, in case you're wondering. Well, at least not on my side of this. Jeremy, do you have a random noodle update to tell us about fiancé Veronica?
No.
Okay.
Just no.
Okay. But last week was a wedding shower, and... Among all sorts of things.
It was his.
Yeah, my wedding shower.
And Jenny's.
Among all sorts of things that happened, funny things that happened, we did our wedding registry, and we thought we registered for everything in the right amounts, and we got a gift from you, evil Flegon. I mean, regular Flegon.
Regular Flegon. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever called me. And now with less evil.
Same great taste, now with less evil.
That's just uncalled for.
And the present that we got from you were some glass mugs.
Yes, and clear. They're nice.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Apparently, they were clearly there.
Kick you in the bum. That's all I can say.
And there were five of them.
Yes.
Five bums in glass mugs.
No.
And it... At first, when I opened the package, I just thought, I must have miscounted there. I just must have seen it wrong. And then when Jenny and I bring this stuff back to my house and we load it up before we went back to my parents for the evening, we looked at the mugs again and I counted them. There were five. I was thinking, why would anyone register for five mugs? Which is not necessarily too different from what you thought.
That's kind of what I and the girl that I purchased them from were thinking. She even looked at it and went, that's an odd number, which I later realized was quite profound. Five is an odd number.
It's a prime number too, which means it's lucky.
It's lucky. Ooh.
Yeah. And it turns out it was something with when we registered that the machine, the little scanner thing was messing up. So I'm not sure if we registered for 4 or we wanted to register for either 4 or 6.
Mm.
But somehow we registered for 5.
Right. Although if you had registered for 6, I think it would have been brilliant for me to get you only 5.
That would have been.
Because that is an option. And it would have shown 1 that somebody else could have picked up for you remaining on the registry.
I once gave a gift in a white elephant gift exchange for, it was a joke about a vending machine that was known for not giving back money. And the white elephant gift was supposed to be worth about $10. So what I did was I got a whole bunch of quarters and it was 25 cents short of $10.
Nice.
And I joked about it being the vending machine special because it didn't give you a full $10.
I think you're a quarter short of a full $10.
Did you want to share anything from?
Yes.
What?
2 things, actually. The first is related to your registry because I went, you know, I looked at the Walmart registry. You registered different places. And I really considered getting you the 1 quantity Dan and Light and Fit vanilla non-fat yogurt, 32 ounce.
You found one of the hidden things on the registry.
So there was that. You registered for yogurt and not even that much. So that was, which I guess is smart because if somebody got you like a case of yogurt, it would probably expire by the time you got home from the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Unless you took it with you. But the bigger story, and I apologize that this might fall into the category of the joking that we were doing just a little bit ago when Winnie said in the chat room, potty humor. but this really happened, so I want to talk about it.
Uh-oh.
On the 4th of July, I went to go see fireworks. Shush, no more. There will be enough of that coming up. yes, I traveled to the Ohio River to see fireworks.
Okay.
And got there in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And after walking around and having coffee and things, we went into the Barnes & Noble there at Newport-on-the-Levee, for those of you who know where that is. And I went in to use the restroom. And as I'm getting up there, there's a woman standing there with her hand on the doorknob of the men's room on the outside, and she has 2 little boys with her, and there's another girl with her, like an older girl, and they're basically debating whether the boys should go into the women's room. She's trying to convince them to go in the women's room. They're a little old for that, frankly.
How
like,
old are they?
They're like 6.
Teenagers?
No. and she had kind of an accent. I don't know if it was from an African country or what. The boys had no accent, though. I don't know why that's relevant, except it made the whole moment more interesting. It was a very nice accent. So she's trying to convince them to go in the women's room, and the girl's saying, they've gone to the restroom by themselves before. You can just let them go. So she says, okay, you guys can go in by yourself. So they go into the men's room, and then I go in. Well, the 2 boys headed straight for the same urinal. And
no.
So from a different part of the bathroom, I can hear them saying something about a race, of course, which is sort of obligatory, I guess, for little boys. But then I hear, and they sound like they're having a wonderful time. They're just laughing and giggling. And then I hear one of them say, not on the floor. and then, not on my foot. And then there was some talk of something that smelled like strawberry or raspberry, something or other. I have no idea. And they left. And I was, the bathroom was already really not the nicest, but it was just kind of a sad thing.
Even worse after you left.
And then, of course, you go to wash your hands. And I think they washed their hands before they left. And one of the sinks just, there was water everywhere.
Was it colored water?
No, 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 that would be on the floor.
I'm waiting to hear something like, not on my face.
I forgot. I did hear not on my thumb.
Oh.
I did hear that. It was, yeah, it was kind of hilarious and terrifying all at the same time. So I apologize that it was more potty related humor, but it really happened. And I did make a mental note that that bathroom was not nearly as nice as Goasis.
Oh, it is apparently the place to go.
Yep.
Apparently. Our friend Eric Fisher went there recently.
I heard.
Yeah. Oh, you could hear it all the way from here.
Oh, wrong. That was wrong. No, he tweeted about it.
Tweeting from the toilet. Was he attending an online meeting?
It's doubtful. Although they do have Wi-Fi at Goasis.
They do?
I hope they block it in the bathroom. Because I don't think they should encourage that sort of behavior.
You know, someday we're going to have a bathroom-themed episode.
Don't again. We always? No, we don't always, actually.
No, not always.
It comes and goes.
Well, let's go ahead and pass this subject on for another one.
Okay.
We've got voicemail. Voicemail.
Voicemail.
I'm Batman. I love to voicemail.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Do you want to know where this voicemail came from?
Do I already know?
I think you do.
Because you were previewing all sound clips and voicemails.
Yes.
Okay.
This...
Then I don't want to know because I already know.
Oh, this came from an international caller whose birthday was a couple weeks ago and we forgot to sing happy birthday on the podcast. So here we go. Hit it. One, a two, a one, two, three, four. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Okay. Yeah, we sung happy birthday to you.
And she says cringe time.
So this is a voicemail from Vinny. Who's from Belgium.
Why did you say it with a V? Because you just made it a boy's name?
I get Belgium and Germany mixed up.
Wow.
And in Germany, you know, W's are V's kind of things. Okay, anyway, here's what Winnie had to say.
Hey, Daniel and Jeremy. This is Winnie in Belgium. The last podcast reminded me of an assignment in English class back in 2004. Everyone wrote a sentence and then handed the paper to their neighbor who added a sentence. This went on for the next 40 minutes or so. This is the result from my sentence.
Uh-oh.
As a side note, all the names mentioned are classmates of mine. Here's a story. They were playing in the basement. They were always playing in the basement. A little girl and a boy, a princess and a duke. They had found a music box and were turning it over and over to hear different songs. Nobody went looking for them. As long as they were in time for dinner, they could do what they wanted. The little princess's name was Farah, and she was the sixth out of seven children, four older sisters and a younger brother. The throne was ensured for her older brother, Greg. Then there was Bert. Bert was an evil brother, and he would do anything to become king. There are rumors that he killed his older brother to become king. I will tell you the story. Bert was a stupid little boy, and the only thing he wanted was power. The only thing he had to do was to get rid of his older brother, Greg. Greg was handsome and beautiful, but Bert didn't care. One evening he put some poison in Greg's Diet Coke, and the next day Greg was dead. The whole country was sad. Only Bert was happy. One night he heard Els. Els was his elder sister. She was coming up to his bedroom, and she poisoned Bert. Now Els was a killer. She hoped Greg would come alive again, but she was wrong. Throughout the universe, millions of Berts came to Earth and tried to conquer the world and kill Els. But Els could hide with the leprechauns that live in the forest. She was small enough to live in their little houses. One night she heard strange voices. It was the voice of Big Bert, the leader of all the baby birds. He was looking for berries because you all know Berts like to eat berries. But Fatty Els had eaten all the berries. Her stomach had hurt really bad, and the air around her was full of the smell of berries. That really was a bad move, because Big Bird had the biggest nose of all the birds. So he smelled the scent of the berries in Els' hideout place. Els didn't know what to do. She was too fat to run and too big to hide. And so Big Bert was getting closer and closer and closer until suddenly, ta-da! Big Greg appeared. Big Greg was a new Greg, and he was even more handsome. Because Bert had killed Greg, Big Greg killed Big Bert. Big Greg took Els back to the castle where they became king and queen. They fought many wars together, won them all, and in the end reigned over the whole world. The end. Tot maandagavond.
Wow. That was awesome. You can tell at what point some people didn't feel like reading what else was on the page, and they just read a little bit before. So if Greg was so handsome and beautiful, why was he drinking diet soda? Did he really need to? That's my question. And apparently plot holes are in the same family as awkward. Awkward.
Well, except I went up at the end instead of going down. Kind of like
same family. And kind of like the difference between a flash forward and a flash
sideways
back.
Back, not a flash.
Why did I have trouble remembering the term flashback? I need to start watching Lost on a regular basis.
Yes, with its theme song and the
Glavin.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Okay, just don't cry when you watch it this time around.
Won't cry when I don't know.
Okay, well, we've got several stories to tell you, and several that, I'm going to warn you,
are not safe for work.
That was not what I was expecting you to say. I will warn you, you may be guilty of some of these stories.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
We all have cars that we drive. Threw you off. We all have cars or vehicles that we drive, or probably all of us, unless you're like poor or young and poor and young and restless.
And or one who uses female voices.
No! I knew, like, as soon as I let you speak, it was over. It's just like Lost.
It is.
I notice a lot of things about drivers and ways that people drive. And so we're going to take this opportunity to tell some of the stupid things that we see other people do, or stupid things that we've done.
Mm.
But we haven't done too many stupid things while we drive. So we're going to tell all the stupid things about other people as they drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So first thing is, this happened a while back for me. It was kind of a blonde moment. Well, it was a blonde moment.
Most of your moments are blonde.
They're sandy blonde moments.
Okay.
One of the things that really bugs me is when there's a police car off to the side and people always slow down, and they tend to slow down below the speed limit to pass the police car.
Yes.
And it bugs me so much. What also happens is, it doesn't matter what the police car is doing. It could be let your mind run wild there. It could be pulling someone else over, and people will still slow down because it's like a police car there.
Well, there could be another one.
Well, so
they sometimes move in packs.
This one time near Cincinnati, where there's no way for a police car to pass between the northbound and southbound lanes, or there is a gulf between them. There's a solid concrete wall. So
just nice.
If he's going one direction and we're speeding the other direction, he can't turn around and get us. He can't cut across or anything like that. There's a solid concrete wall. Okay. So while I'm driving on my way to work, I'm on the southbound. Police officer is on the other side, northbound. He's pulled someone over but his lights are flashing and everything, and there's a police car there. So everyone on my side of the highway, when we get to this point, everyone slows down. And I get upset in the car, and I'm like, come on, people. He's on the other side of the highway, and he's already pulled someone over. Right after I said that in my mind, actually, I might have said it out loud. This car zoomed past me, like way past the speed limit. Not just going the speed limit, way past the speed limit. And my first reaction was, lady, there's a police car right there.
Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, they definitely tend. I wouldn't want to drive trying to get somewhere in a police car because even behind him, people will slow down, or right in front of him. It's not just going the speed limit. They will go at least 10 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Ugh. Like, I don't want to be pulled over.
I should say it happens more because that's my thing around here, and I don't know where else it happens, but people are constantly going 10 to 15 miles an hour under the speed limit. And I don't understand.
Cincinnati drivers.
I mean, 30 miles an hour, really? And still we come to a curve and you brake and then you go over the yellow line like you can't control your car? Really? And no, this is not Saturday Night Live. I guess they say seriously.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch it a lot, but I've seen a certain segment that I was starting to remind myself of.
Okay. Inside joke. Should we link to that from the show notes?
Inside between me and half our audience.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know. We could. We'll find a link.
Yeah, so if we find that link, it'll be on the show notes.
If we remember.
At theramennoodle.com/39.
39? Mm-hmm. So next week's the big 4-0.
Yes.
Wow.
And we're not going to hit episode 50. Dude, it is only 5.5 weeks until my wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do I get to do the show by myself while you're gone?
No, I don't trust you, so I'm going to hire other people to come in and do it.
Wow. No. I don't trust you, but I trust about 15 other people enough to do my show. Of course, I would.
Chair is noisy.
I could sit in here and talk, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also along the lines of police cars. Recently, while I was on my way up to pick up fiance Jenny from finishing her time with a ministry, her time in prison. No.
Oh my gosh.
She fulfilled her time. She was in for 2 years.
What on earth are you telling prison anyway. Rumors about your wife-to-be for?
Anyway, there was a police car along a path, and he was going just barely above the speed limit, like 3 miles above, or five, somewhere around there. I usually go about 5 or 7 miles per hour above the speed limit, because that's about how the traffic flows.
Yeah.
And it's actually safer to go with the flow of traffic.
I agree.
To try and pass everybody and, or be passed by everybody. So I'm going about 5 or 7. I'm very slowly creeping up on him because he's only going a couple miles per hour slower than I am. And Winnie, by the way, miles per hour, just do the math yourself. And I was coming up on this guy very slowly. But as I'm like, my front bumper is close to his back bumper. I'm in a different lane, by the way. So I'm not him. It's a 2-lane highway.
I was trying to actually drive over him. Yeah. And then I figured out my tires weren't big enough.
And it's becoming obvious I'm going to pass him like in a couple minutes that will take me to pass him going just a couple miles per hour faster than he's going. But as I'm getting close to him, he flashes his lights. It's like, oh, fine. Okay. Big deal. But then he kept doing the same thing. He would just flash his lights at other people too, at anything he would see. And then even other police cars he would pass, instead of doing the thing that you normally see where people just kind of wave, and motorcycle people do that too. Yeah, they just wave at others on other motorcycle people.
Sometimes known as
They're
bikers.
Like people, but they have 2 legs instead of 4.
And those legs are circular and rubber.
And they're in line.
Wait, sort of. Instead of 4? Yeah. Never mind.
And I wanted to get a video of him doing this. because I thought it would be pretty funny to show what he was doing. But he got off the highway. Then I guess he saw me pull out.
Maybe it was stolen.
That could be. He's like, this is what cops do, right? They just flash their lights at everyone.
He didn't know it was just that they always flash their lights at him because he's a wanted man. That's the thing, I think. Yeah. I don't think I've talked about this on the show before. I might have.
Is it safe for work?
Yes.
Okay.
There are certain ways, places.
We have ways.
And I'm just going to say random words because I can't get my thoughts together.
Okay. That works for me.
On a local highway that you and I are both familiar with, there are certain stretches where it's better to be in one lane or the other just because we know the traffic patterns and where the backups happen and everything. And there was this one spot. There's a turn lane, and it backs up often into the right lane. So I'm in the left lane, but usually just after that, you want to get in the right lane because then the left lane's about to back up. And so I looked all around, as I do. You know, I looked at my mirror. I looked at my blind spot. I think, as far as I know, I checked all my mirrors and my blind spot. Maybe this person that I'm about to speak of was just in the right place at the right time, like in my blind spot when I checked my mirrors and past my blind spot when I checked it somehow. I don't know. Not past, because that wouldn't make sense. I don't know.
In another blind spot.
Basically, I got into the lane next to me, and suddenly there was this guy right behind me, as though I had cut him off, but I didn't see him. So either I made a mistake or he just appeared supernaturally. I had been aware of his presence in the other lane further back on the road.
That almost sounds like supernatural. I was aware of his presence in the other lane. So, I crossed over into the other lane.
Yes. I glance in the rearview mirror and I see two things. First of all, I see him. It looked like he was yelling and punching at me in the air over the steering wheel. I don't know if that means his horn didn't work and he had no recourse or what. The other thing was that he looked like Jacob from Lost. Only a very angry version of Jacob.
Well, wouldn't you be angry too if your island was taken away from you?
Sure, if that's what happened. But we won't talk about it.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Not now. And I won't say not ever, because we will. Yeah.
The thing that gets me is around here, people do not use their turn signals.
Absolutely not.
At all. So that kind of thing, it was probably...
Well, they do, but...
He could have been crossing over from another lane, too, and entering that path with you.
No, he was already there.
Oh, okay.
I think... Oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe he was right behind me. Maybe he switched lanes at the same time. It was just mad.
But I, not being from around here, I enjoy honking my horn. Like to let people know that, hey, you're not driving the way you should be. I would do really well in Chicago. And I've driven in Chicago before. What happened is I was...
They do honk a lot there.
I was waiting for it. I was with a bunch of guys. We were up in Chicago for a karate tournament. And I was the driver. We took my car. And there are plenty of stories from that trip, actually. My sensei will never ride with me again.
Wow.
No, he jokes about how I'm a very skilled driver. Not necessarily a good driver, but a skilled driver.
I would agree with that statement.
Yeah, they're different. Good and skilled are different things. And we're in Chicago, and we've already had a conversation about how people near Cincinnati don't honk the horn at all, don't use the horn. And in Chicago, people use the horn all the time. And I was just waiting. And we had this, we talked about it, and they knew I was waiting to honk the horn, looking for an opportunity to honk the horn because I was in a city where it was almost expected. And I wanted to convey to the people, since I had foreign license plates, I wanted to convey to them that, hey, I know my way around a downtown, so stay out of my way. You can't take advantage of me since I'm from not Chicago. So... I'm waiting for an opportunity, looking for an opportunity, hoping for an opportunity to honk my horn. And it's just not happening. And finally, someone cuts me off at an intersection. It's like, praise God. And no, not quite. I honk the horn. And when I do, everyone in the car goes, yay!
Very nice. That's something right there, though. You go to a city like Chicago and it takes that long to find a reason to honk your horn. People do stuff constantly
here. It was late at night.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, people around here. Yeah.
Today, it was raining. And two things happen here when it rains, especially when the clouds aren't thick. It's really bright. So okay. It was reflecting off the road. Basically, everything was this bright sort of... It was just this bright light. The clouds, the roads, and they don't use reflectors much on the roads here, which is really irritating. They should learn some things from Oregon. But anyway, I was basically directing traffic at one point from my car because I was in the far right lane and people were trying to merge onto the interstate and they just zoom as far as they can, as fast as they can before they even try to merge. And I'm going, look, dude, I left you a space. So I honk him down and I'm like, get in the space that I left you because your lane is almost gone.
Did you flash your siren lights at him?
No, I didn't have those. Oh. Then another guy's pulling up right next to me. The lane's about to end. The guy behind me left a space for him upon observing me leaving a space for someone. And so I point directly at the driver, and then I point behind me, and he slows down and gets in line behind me. If everyone would just merge properly, we wouldn't have the traffic snarls that we have.
You need a little fife to play.
I need a fife to play?
Yeah, and then... Wait. No, a pipe.
You can do the Pied Fife, Piper. Pipe.
I was thinking it was the Pied Fifer or something. But the Pied Piper.
Pied Piper.
Pied Piper.
So I could have children following my car?
No, you can have cars following your car.
Oh, I don't want that. I just want them to do the right thing. Ooh. They also don't know what to do at stop signs. There. Stop at a stop sign and people just look at you like, I don't know who should go.
It's bad when the power goes out around here because you're supposed to, by law.
Then there are lots of stop signs.
Intersections. If the power is out at an intersection, it's supposed to function as a four-way stop. They don't do that around here. The times I have been almost in a wreck, like deadly kind of wreck where I could have died, have been at intersections like that where people wouldn't stop. They just kept plowing through, you mm-hmm. know, hit whatever cars are in their way as they're going through and not stop at all. It's scary driving in Cincinnati around all these people who don't know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
But I've got this idea Ooh. Of something that I want to manufacture.
No way.
Yes, Jeremy, with your female voice.
That wasn't a female voice. It was an imitation of the fish that had a female voice.
Well, speaking of fish,
being yours.
You know, many people put a Christian fish on the back of their car. It's called like a this fish or whatever, Christian fish.
Indeed, yes.
Well, when you have that on the back of your car, hopefully it's a reminder to people who have it that, look, you're representing Christ. You should be driving kindly and preferring one and giving honor to others and all of that, preferring one or preferring
and
others.
And other distorted passages of scripture.
Seriously. Yeah. It's better to give than receive kind of thing. Well, the problem is these things, you know, depending on what kind of driver you are, you could ruin a Christian reputation based on the little thing that you have on the back of your car.
So you could rear end a Christian reputation?
I said ruin.
Oh.
Well, I've got this great invention that what it will be is it will place a button on the dashboard of your car so that you press the button and the Christian fish will flip so that it's hidden. It's like a hidden panel. If you've ever seen the movie Transporter where the license plate rotates, nice. It'll be kind of like that. So it just rotates and there's nothing there and it's hidden. That way you can run anyone off the road and not worry about it ruining your Christian testimony.
Wow. I just have no response to that.
The other thing I've thought of doing is manufacturing little LED
Call it
displays.
The bushel button. Little Christian inside joke there. You'll get that later.
Okay. Before I get to the LED thing, the other thing you could do, this could be like an extra mod to it, is you could press a button and then the fish will like morph or evolve little legs nice. On it and little words Darwin in the middle of it. So then when you run someone off the road, you could say, survival of the fittest.
Wow.
In that kind of voice too, because that's the way that evolutionists talk.
Nice.
Evolutionist drivers.
Nice. No,
I'm kidding. I just lost like a lot of our listeners probably. Hey, if you want to lose, wait, that doesn't make sense. Never
mind. Obviously, we're tired and cranky, so we just needed a good I'm cranky. All right, I'll be cranky. You be tired.
Okay, cranky and geeks.
Oh, and for the record, when you're at a stop sign at an intersection, like a four-way stop, if you get there
when
at
you're
the
at
same,
a stop sign,
if you get there at the same time as someone else, the person on the right is to go first. That is in the driver's manual, but no one ever knows what to do. They just look at each other and shrug, and then they both go, and then they both stop. I'm grouchy.
Who's right?
Dude.
Well, no, I'm not who is, but
seriously?
Who's possessive. Who's right? Because
if there's me and someone else, they are on my left.
What if they're straight in front of you?
Well, then it doesn't matter.
But what if they're turning and you're going straight?
I don't know. I think the person who's going straight goes first.
Yeah. I've seen people at intersections just sit there for like the longest time, not sure who to go where. Maybe they're confused by the street signs.
Confused.
Yeah, confused.
Confused.
By the street signs. Because around here, every street has three names.
And my MapQuest application that now gives me turn-by-turn directions says them all.
Winnie suggests that it's the one who moves first.
My phone jabbers at me. Turn left onto Dixie Highway, Kentucky 42, Kentucky 127. Go blah blah and continue straight on Dixie Highway, Kentucky 42, Kentucky 127. And I think there's a fourth one.
It takes it a minute to just list all the street names. Well, my other invention idea is a little LED sign. You know those cheap scrolling LED signs that you see in cheap stores and stuff?
I saw one.
Or used to?
Yes.
Yeah, with the little colors on it and rainbows and all of that. Well, I think it'd be awesome to put that on the back of a car.
I've thought that as well, but then I start to think that I don't want those to exist. They actually do exist. ThinkGeek has them. They are not a sponsor of the show.
Come on.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, you said invention. See, the thing is, if those exist and if they are widespread, if there's any way for drivers to communicate a message, yes, I could be very helpful and perhaps a bit authoritarian, if that's a word, by telling people the speed limit and telling them other things that they should be doing on the road, which is, I'm actually sounding like quite a jerk at the moment. But I think the people would often use them just to say obscene things to me. So yeah, I really don't want them to exist.
That's probably
the signs, not the people. Well, yeah, the signs, not the people.
No.
We'll leave it at that.
I think you'd prefer the people not to exist.
I didn't say that.
There's a guy in my church that whenever he's talked about aggressive drivers, and I have a feeling he would label me as one of them, he says that whenever he's cut off on the highway or anything like that, he can struggle with anger toward it, but he tries to use it as an opportunity to pray for that person. So I've come up with this great idea of a way to get him to pray for me.
Wow.
I'll just find him on the
road. Other than asking.
And cut him off. It's like, oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks for praying for me.
Very nice.
Yeah. I should put that like a bumper sticker.
It might be a kind of a waste of time.
Saying,
if
you're a Christian and I cut you off, thank you for praying for me.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe you could put that on the little panel that can flip backwards and hide it and just never expose it.
I think it should be the slogan of it. Run people off the road without ruining your testimony.
It's just sad. It's just sad.
Christian road rage.
Dude. Oh, it's just sad.
I'm pretending they're marketers, and this is the Sabbath, and it's in the temple, and I'm Jesus, and I'm casting them out. No, I don't know.
Any dang
that's
way.
That's a stretch.
What part of that was not a stretch?
Not a stretch. None of it. Yeah. I was going to say the whole thing, but that would be the opposite of true. Speaking of...
The opposite of true?
Yes. It's time for your favorite. Oh, hey, before we go into that.
Oh, now I've got dread.
Because I didn't mention this during the voicemail segment, But if you have your own messages that you want to share with us, or your own stories of being an amateur at life or driving weirdnesses and stories, or if you want to just share whatever feedback with us, you can send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes at theramenoodle.com/39. And yes, that'll take you over to NoodleMix, noodle.mx, but it's easier to tell you the ramenoodle.com bit. Sound good?
Thing.
Now it's time for this thing. Whoa. That started like not where it was supposed to start. And now my computer is going all kooky.
While you're fixing that, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I honestly almost forget about Bachelor Boot Camp until you...
No way.
Until you bring it up every week. You say it's time for your favorite part. And I honest, like that little gasp I might do, that bit of disappointment, that's genuine because I honestly forgot that we were going there until that moment most of the time.
Going there?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I went there.
Do you have any idea what Sergeant that guy is going to talk about today?
Yes.
Guess we'll find out now.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Hello and welcome back. I hope you had a happy Independence Day. Today, we're talking about driving, and there's something you all need to learn about driving. First of all, keep in mind that the car is supposed to go forward at a reasonable speed. Reasonable speed means at least the speed limit, because the speed limit is and should be reasonable. But there's something else very important, that as you're going the speed limit, and the faster you go, the more important this bit is. Some people call it a clicker. Some people call it a blinker. Some people call it the turn signal. Whatever you call it, make it your own. Love it. Make it something personal to you and use it. Remember how we talked about the sponge a while back? Imagine the blinker is a sponge, and the blinker is what makes you a clean driver. And so the blinker is what will help keep you a clean driver as you use it and drive and let other people know how you are driving and which direction you are going. The blinker is not a way to let people know that you have switched lanes. That fact is obvious that you have switched lanes. So don't use the blinker to tell people that you switched lanes. Come on, seriously. What are you guys? Amateurs? Oh wait, you are. That's why you're here, for Bachelor Boot Camp.
I have never agreed with that man more. Yeah.
It's good to know that he finally received your approval.
A simple slogan, signal your intentions, not your actions. If you're already changing lanes, it's too late.
And like Focus on the Family's Boundless show says, make this the summer of intentionality.
That might be an inside joke that only you get.
Yeah, it probably is. But speaking of things that only I get, you know a service that only I provide? With water in your mouth.
Water in my mouth.
Looking like a fool, which you were.
Nice, thank you.
If you want a website designed or presentation designed, or a new service that I'm offering is cover art for your podcast, stop using that crappy default looking cover art and get something like totally awesome looking for your podcast or your website or whatever it is that you need designed. I design stuff, me personally. So if you're interested in hiring me to design stuff for you, or if you're not interested, you should be interested because I can design it for you. I can make your message look great. So check out my website, djosephdesign.com. It's where I design stuff for people and hope to make money off of it and like live and be able to afford things, because I'm now a lot poorer now that I've upgraded equipment. So be grateful for that microphone, Jeremy.
Oh, I'm grateful.
Speaking of grateful, thank you to everyone who joined us in the live chat room over at theramenoodle.com/live or noodle.mx/live. We're normally Monday nights, and we're going to get back to the schedule. We had some things come up, though. Normally, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us live there. And on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time is my other podcast, which has gained a lot of popularity, The Audacity to Podcast. It's a podcast about podcasting. And it's got podcast in the title. That's like so meta.
It's redundant.
Where is that clip? I didn't load it in here.
Also,
check out my other podcast, Are You Just Watching, over at areyoujustwatching.com, or all of our shows in the Noodle Mix Network are on at noodle.mx. And you can follow what we're doing there. You can also follow me on twitter.com/theramenoodle. Jeremy, where can they follow you?
twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
Any other closing thoughts?
Nope.
Good. Because next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing and remember that you're not the only one.
I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
I really hope that little O was recorded.
I had something the other day. I recorded an Are You Just Watching episode solo.
Ooh.
And it was for Toy Story 3.
I call it Ava.
Because Eve. He wasn't able to join for either the showing of Toy Story 3 or the recording of the podcast. And she always ends the podcast with, there's this gap in the music, and she says, and don't just watch. And she always does that. That's like her role, is to do that.
Well, and so at the end of the show, that's her role.
Yeah.
She sits here the whole time while you're recording, and at the end of the show,
don't just watch. And we recorded, or I recorded an episode by myself, and it got to the end, and the music played, and it paused. Oh, and don't just watch.